A reflection for Palm Sunday. My God, my God, why have you abandoned me? Psalm 22, verse 1. Warm sun, shouts of laughter and joy, riding on the back of a donkey. Holy Week begins victoriously on Palm Sunday, with Jesus welcomed into Jerusalem as one who comes in the name of the Lord. A crowd lines the streets with palms and praise for the teacher and healer they love. A ray of hope and light promising to break the darkness. In contrast, Good Friday is much different. Condemned to death, Jesus is sent out from the city with the cross as a burden on his back. The crowds lining the street on that day are not full of praise, but here to watch his gruesome death. We live our faith in this juxtaposition. Like all our experiences of life, Palm Sunday and Holy Week are a mixed bag of joy and sorrow, intimacy and rejection. It is easy to wonder, as the Son of God, did Jesus know what the darkness growing over him meant? Even as he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem, did he know how he would leave? That he would soon be abandoned by his followers? That his death is at hand? Did he know what would happen, or did he go forward trusting God's plan? Does it matter? In his walk through despair and desolation, he walks with us, to be with us, truly as our brother in both joy and sorrow. He walks willingly into a place that feels so devoid of God that he sweats blood in the face of the terrors before him. He feels the abandonment. He knows pain and suffering. Amidst his deepest, darkest pain, Jesus cries out to God, "My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?" This passage from Psalm 22 lives deep within Jewish memory from the time of Egyptian slavery, Babylonian exile, and in Jesus' time, Roman occupation. Our own darkness comes from so many places in our lives. Unfulfilled dreams, broken relationships, tragedy, and disaster. Some we can see before they manifest, while others set upon us without warning. They leave us feeling the same abandonment and loss shared by Christ in his passion and death. We too know the cry, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Our faith is a juxtaposition that tells us that it is precisely by entering into this pain, by allowing it to happen, and yes, even by questioning God, that our healing begins. On Thursday evening, just before the joy turns to horror, Jesus himself promises, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy." Can we hold on to this promise in the face of what is to come? Can we walk each day in faith, trusting in God's goodness?